Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
The fog of war is a very complex phrase that is really demonstrated in Abandoned Ship, true survival series Abandoned Ship, a true World War II story of disaster and survival. It's by Michael J. Touje and Allison O'Leary, and you probably may not have heard about this. It's about the RMS Laconia. It's a British ship in 1942 that was sunk, and it was sunk by a German submarine. Nothing out of the ordinary there. It was wartime. But the Laconia had 1,800 Italian prisoners of war below deck. Once the German ship realized this, they radioed to Berlin and said, hey, we torpedoed this ship, but it has 1,800 Italian prisoners on it that we need to rescue. Berlin said, no, just leave them on their way, let them die. But this ship said, no, we're going to rescue them. So that it's really conflicting, isn't it? Because you've got the German submarine that was given orders by Hitler and in Berlin saying, no, this ship that you sunk, good job, but it's a casualty of war. They went back and rescued the prisoners, as well as the British people. Pretty good. But then to make things even more complex, a couple days later, an American airplane was passing over and was aware of the circumstance. They knew that this particular German submarine was on a rescue mission of sorts, but they also maybe didn't believe it. They said, maybe they're trying to trick us. So they, this American airship, said, hey, what do we do? And the American commander said, bomb it. So they did. And that made this bad situation even worse. So now all these rescue boats were now waterlogged, damaged, destroyed, whatever. It's an amazing and horrible story. And all of this behind me, it's a great book for fifth graders and up because of the way it's told and played out. It displays the graphic atrocities of war in a way that fifth graders can handle. In other words, it's not too specific. It will definitely not sugarcoat it, though. Like, it's going to say, the man jumped overboard to his death. It's not going to get more specific than that. It may allude to it in some instances, but it leaves the horrible distaste of war in a way that fifth graders can handle and understand and really feel impactful for. And it's going to be great for fifth graders all the way through high school, because even some of those high schoolers, they're not going to be that in tune about the minutiae and the little stories of war that make it so impactful that we never want to have to do this again as a society. That's a high-end commentary, isn't it? It's a good book. And you have to kind of phrase it like that, because it's a very good, approachable book because the chapters are so short. They're succinct, 4 to 6 chapters, and they look at different survivors and how they viewed things as it happened, how it started out on the Laconia, how it started out in their specific rescue boats, what happened when they finally got to the island 21 days later when it was like 4 or 5 of them out of 70 that started in this boat. And it's played out in a very real manner, but nothing that's too heavy or dearthy for kids to handle. It's presented in a way that they can learn from and appreciate. It is Abandoned Ship, and it's going to be great for those fifth graders all the way through you adult readers that want to dig into some nonfiction history.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.